WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum are now in place. The tariffs kicked in at midnight and are expected to boost prices on cars, appliances, even groceries and toys.
At Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, the cost of some toys way up. A baby Born doll that cost $34.97 in March now costs $49.97, up roughly 43%. Last month, an Etch-A-Sketch cost $14.97. Now it's $24.99, a nearly 67% increase. Walmart's CEO had sparked Trump's anger by warning the president's tariffs would lead to higher prices. Walmart telling us the new price hikes are influenced by a variety of factors.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Members of the Boulder community to hold a vigil tonight following the firebombing attack that left 12 people hurt. The suspect facing hate crime and attempted murder charges. Several people feared dead in a stampede outside a cricket stadium in India. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Another push for new gun violence measures. Wisconsin Democrats and advocates are proposing a package of gun safety bills. They introduced these bills Tuesday that would institute universal background checks, reinstate a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, and add red flag laws. All proposals that have broad bipartisan support across the country and have been introduced here in Wisconsin before. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for American children. It's been that way for years now. Lindsay Busher from Moms Demand Action Wisconsin.
To every parent, whether you're here in Madison or in Green Bay or Eau Claire or La Crosse or Superior, I hope you feel hopeful because this package is for you.
From 2014 to 2023, the gun death rate increased 34% in the U.S. Here in Wisconsin, it rose 54%. During that time, Republicans repealed Wisconsin's 48-hour waiting period to buy a handgun, which had been in place for about four decades. Senator Chris Larson.
As anyone could have predicted, and many of us did, gun violence has risen as a result of it.
Daryl Morin, head of Forward Latino.
In 2022, right here in the state of Wisconsin, we had 830 gun deaths. 277 of those were homicides. The overwhelming majority, 529 were Wisconsinites who took their own life.
Over the last five or so years, Democrats have introduced dozens of gun safety bills. But Republicans control which ones get hearings and, of course, which get passed. So the big question is, will any Republicans get on board? State Senator Deb Indraka.
Some of them say they support some of these measures. That's why we have public hearings. It's shameful that none of these have ever been called up.
We reached out to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office, and as of this recording, we haven't heard back. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, top of the ninth, the Brewers down 4-2. It looked like Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had just hit a two-run homer to center field to tie up the game on the Reds FanDuel Network.
Center field.
Jake Bowers asked if he thought he'd hit that ball hard enough to get it out of the park.
I got it a touch off the end. I knew it was going to be close. And then once I saw it coming down, I knew that was probably a wrap.
So the Brewers' eight-game winning streak comes to an end. They finish the series today. NFL at the OTAs. The Packers drafted running back Marshawn Lloyd in the third round last year, but he's been limited again, this time with a hamstring injury.
We have a feel for what he is certainly capable. I mean, we've seen enough. He's an explosive player, but he's got to prove it over the course of time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Canadian wildfire smoke is going to hang around again this morning. We may even catch a few sprinkles this morning, but the smoke should get out of here this afternoon. Sky will clear out, high in the mid to upper 70s today. Tonight, clear, low 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based stand-up comedian Brian Hicks and Civic Media-based talk show host Todd Allbaugh, who will take a Nightlight quiz. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
On Friday, Trump gave Elon Musk the key to the White House, and I guess you better change the locks, because today Musk had something very nasty to say about Trump's big, beautiful bill. He wrote, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." Boy, when he's off the ketamine, he is a lot less fun. he's right.
Jimmy Kimmel, we love you.
Yep.
Okay, we've only had our first course of man meat, Malcolm Nance and Carlos Rocky coming up. I love that. You know, we grabbed the Z demo more than any other radio show, I believe, in America. And yet more photographic evidence. James, with my biggest fan. Mama, wanted to introduce to your biggest fan it's my majestic house tiger. His name is Vincenzo. We watch your show every morning without fail. Love from us here in Saskatchewan.
Oh.
To you and all the mooks, keep fighting the good fight. That is Vincenzo watching me yesterday. Vincenzo right now is watching me show a picture of Vincenzo watching me. Do you think this is freaking Vincenzo off?
Yes.
Vincenzo. Hi, Vincenzo.
Well, that's a photo of Vincenzo's butt. So he's probably never even seen his butt before.
You know what I'm doing? Oh. I can tell what I'm doing yesterday. I was doing the popping the bubble wrap.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Don't play the cat fight because it'll freak out Vincenzo.
That means play the cat fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But enough. Okay. Oh, Vincenzo. No, kitty, no, no! Okay. All right. Okay. Don't do that to my boyfriend, Vincenzo! Chris, who said the insanity of the current American president is now officially taken for granted for the news media. No huge banners on cable news network that recently devoted itself to the issue of presidential mental acuity. That network did not dare devote itself to the mental acuity of Donald Trump. That network decided that the mental acuity of Joe Biden is a more important story now. Who said that?
Blue from Blue's Clues.
No, my boyfriend, Lawrence O'Donnell, who we played last hour. Oh, so
Blue would never say that.
Blue doesn't talk.
No.
Bow, bow.
O'Donnell noted no one at the network suggested Biden was incapable of doing his job as president. He said what was lost in the relentless coverage of the debate moment, he added, was that Biden made perfect sense for the rest of the face-off while Trump did the opposite. He said Donald Trump did not tell one true thing during the debate that doesn't seem to matter. He remarked while Biden showed himself to be 4 years older and much slower in the debate, he was still way more than four times smarter and more capable than Trump. That got lost. That literally everything Trump said was a lie, as usual, in that. All right, so you know what I can't get enough of is more autopsies about 2024! Oh, God. I guess just to get off the Biden-bashing train, Bernie's decided to blame Kamala. Not helpful! Okay. Don't worry, we'll go over this with Carlos as well.
We'll go over everything?
Yes. Would you like to get together and go over everything about 2024? And 2020 while we're at it, and 2016? Okay. Good God. Bernie said it was wrong to pin Harris's defeat on Joe Biden's late retreat from the race. I mean, come on. You can't say that isn't a factor. Like my boyfriend Lawrence O'Donnell said over and over again, nobody has ever won with that short a runway. It was, obviously that was a factor, that nobody has ever gotten out that late and that party has won. So he said it was the fault of Kamala Harris. How is this helpful? And then he brought up consultants, her consultants, maybe.
He brought up consultants,
right. But not, okay.
Right, I've made that point.
Laying out how Democrats failed to run a... Here we go again with the Democrat bashing. How Democrats failed to run a campaign designed to speak to the American working class. That's bull... Kamala Harris talked about it endlessly and how to help ordinary families. Right. He said, I ran all over the country trying to elect Kamala Harris and begged them, talk to the needs of the working class. She did. Coach Waltz did. He said, talk about raising the minimum wage to a living wage. She did. Talk about real health care reform. She did. Talk about building the kinds of massive amounts of housing we need. She did! With concrete plans for how to help you buy a house. And, okay. Kamala spent more time with Liz Cheney almost than anyone else. What is the message to working class people? Well, that would be, when Carlos, we'll see, when he always says you have to move to the center, and that's what Gavin Newsom's doing, well, that's what Kamala Harris did. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's an expert now. It's like, that's what she did. It was clearly trying to get those Republicans and independents and moderates back. And one could argue it was our base that didn't turn out. So, by the way, and someone said to me, hang on a second, I'm saving this for... It's somewhere. But, just to bring up with Carlos as well, that, they said, Steph, Gavin Newsom isn't coming back. His consultants have clearly told him he needs to move to the middle, right? So
cozying up with Steve Bannon is not moving to the middle.
No.
I'm in the middle.
Right. It's
I don't agree with what he's doing.
Right, right. No, I hear you. But anyway, it's an interesting conversation. But a lot of people had thoughts, obviously,
right,
about Bernie.
And I have a question about Bernie.
Just one. Okay. Hold that thought. Put a pin in that.
Okay.
Hang on. Okay. Corey said, kind of cool on Bernie Sanders continually trying to tell Democrats how to win when he comes from a state of homogenous voters that is smaller than the population of Hakeem Jeffries' district. It's like winning in the Mountain West and trying to talk about what's wrong in the SEC. Same sport, not the same game. And Corey also said, while we're at it, I'd like to remind everyone of two facts. Vermont's population is a shade under 700,000. Mm-hmm. California's is 39 million. So it's even crazier to hear Bernie Sanders criticize Kamala Harris when she had to earn by orders of magnitude millions more votes to get her Senate seat than he needed to win his. So it's wild privilege to think that just because he ran twice and lost, he can talk down to a person who had to work harder to get the same job. Come on, man. Again, not productive at this point, and it's good. Trust me, it's going to piss off a lot of people to blame Kamala Harris, particularly women and people of color. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. Your thought on Bernie.
Okay. I just have one question.
Yeah.
How many presidential elections has Bernie won?
Thank you. And I'm sorry. That Bernie would have won, people. Right. If Bernie would have won, he would have won.
Right.
I can't say it enough. 2016 was not close.
Right.
Like you and I survived the Obama-Hillary primary when I was for Obama.
Right.
And that was... razor close.
Right.
This was not even close, the Bernie Hillary. Yes, did the DNC have their thumb on the scale for Hillary? Probably. It wasn't even close.
Well, if Bernie had been a Democrat, they might have worked harder for him.
Right, right, right. Anyway, I don't know why it's productive to go, I'm going to stop bashing Joe Biden and blame Kamala Harris now.
I can't keep defending Bernie. He's making it harder and harder.
He really
every
is.
Day.
And why when did he become an expert on winning presidential elections?
Yeah.
He hasn't won a single one. Hasn't even come close.
We've said over and over, we love what he's doing with AOC. Love that he's going out and talking to people. I'm sure we agree with him on 90-something% of the issues, but I take issue with that. Joe Biden was gracious enough to have Bernie right next to him signing one of the, which bill was that? Was it infrastructure or But, you know, he's right there taking credit for everything that Joe Biden accomplished. And look what I was a part of. And then the second the election's over, he's back to bashing Democrats and Joe Biden and now Kamala Harris. And now he's decided it's Kamala Harris's fault. And it's just not productive.
It's just he's not an expert in winning presidential elections. So on this subject, he should probably take a seat.
Yeah. Agreed. All right. Speaking of Vermont, Steve in Vermont.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, Steve. We didn't. Hi, by the way, we didn't mean to size shame you with our millions of voters in California.
Listen, don't worry about it. It is what it is. Okay. Let's call it what it is. Tim Walz said it the other day on the stage. When the bully fights, you got to hit back harder, and you got to bully.
Oh, MAGA is like losing that. Their shizzle over Tim Walz saying that, which is why you know it's effective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly my point. Because the campaign started like that until Donald's fake assassination attempts. That's what changed it. The consultants told him them to stop the rhetoric because it's going to put you in this position. And yet they listened to him. And that has been what's been going on. And that's why people stepped away from the Democrats. Right. As this morning, there was an individual from Harvard that studied why the young men left the Democratic Party. They said that because the Democrats have great ideas, but they have no follow through. They're not tough enough to push it through. And that's the reason the Democrats have to get tougher and push things through and start acting like the people that we're fighting against.
Steve,
thank
you.
You're fighting on a ground that we're losing.
What's mobilizing us is fighters on our side that are fighting them, that
like
are fighting
Swalwell.
Fascism, right? Not fighting
like
each
Crockett.
Other.
Mm-hmm.
Not taking the bait about let's beat up on our own party
right.
or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
Right.
It's just, yeah. By the way, Bob mentioned PN, Aaron Rupar's thing. They also wrote, the real cover-up is of Trump's disordered mental state. Despite the endless hand-wringing about Biden old, a sitting president acting like a cross between a 4chan thread and Q is truly a major concern, one the mainstream media actively minimizes. I mean, it's hard to pick, like, a major story they haven't minimized, most importantly, his mental decline. Who said, Donnie says Biden is the mastermind of a crime family that shakes down world leaders, and the whole time he's been doing this, he's been a drooling, demented mess who no longer has any clue which end is up. That makes perfect sense, right? Now let's slather on top of that the fact that the real Joe Biden was offed years ago and replaced by a robot, which means that someone purposely constructed a malfunctioning crime robot with dementia.
Steve from Blue's Clues.
No, that's...
Steve would never.
Stop upsetting the baby. No, Jeff Tiedrich, our friend.
He just went to college. He's coming back.
Stop making the baby cry.
Steve is bald now and is middle-aged.
Steve never came back. Steve never came back.
Steve went out for cigarettes.
I just saw him mention Blue's Clues like on Twitter or something. Yeah.
I have no idea what you two are talking about. Mark in Wisconsin. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, when these Republicans talk like that, I can't help but turn to Dickens and what the Second Spirit said to Scrooge after he was criticizing Scrooge's comment about the surplus population. Man, said the ghost, if man you be in heart, not adamant, forbear that wicked cant until you have discovered what the surplus is and where it is. Will you decide what men shall live and what men shall die? It may be that in the sight of heaven you are far more worthless and less fit to live than millions like this poor man's child. Wow. Oh God, to hear the insect on the leaf pronouncing on too much life among his hungry brothers in the dust.
Wow, I mean, that is super highbrow.
It's not often you get Dickens recited on this program.
Did you recite that?
We need to bring in some lowbrow fart jokes now. Whoa, that was a lot of highbrow.
Was that memorized?
I don't know. Yikes.
You know what? It was one of our listeners, so probably.
Yeah. Wow. Fancy book learning. Okay. Wow. 18 minutes after the
hour. I think I read the Cliff's Notes of Dickens in college or high school or something, maybe.
Right. Okay. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
One of our heroes of democracy.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm doing echoing. I just, the moment seems to demand it, right? Because we don't want democracy to be an echo in the blow. I'm just saying, Credo Mobile is the only progressive phone company in America. People are switching because it's the one phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do.
Yes.
They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. I mean, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, Transgender Law Center, on and on. Join today. You'll get all you need from a mobile service, dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, easy, smart way to make a big difference in the world, and switching so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go on over to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years. CredoMobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My co-hosts love the gummies. I love the relief stick after exercise. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, promo code Stephanie. CBDistillery.com, promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Stephanie Miller.
Because I gotta have faith.
Yeah. Baby. Yeah. Okay, Belle and I just had a conversation about Sex and the City and the spinoff,
And just like that.
Yeah, and I was, she said Belle liked the OG better because it was about women in their 30s, and I'm like, I like it better. And now I'm not going to say that out loud because it's more about women, you know, marriage. Okay.
Now it's more relatable. With them, Stephanie.
Yes, now it's more relatable. Okay. Here's Keith with some interesting fun facts. Okay. These are Nazi fun facts. Is there such a thing?
Well,
Trump kept a book of Adolf Hitler's speeches in a cabinet by his bed, expressed admiration for Hitler's leadership, hired Nazi sympathizers, reposted anti-Semitic tropes, dined with a Holocaust denier, hosted a Nazi sympathizer, and defended the white supremacists who chanted "Jews will not replace us" in Charlottesville. But now he wants to pretend to care about anti-Semitism. Thank you, Keith. It makes me crazy. By the way, I was telling you, Shuli says, so while Trump was busy deporting children with cancer, the terrorist who attacked in Colorado remained in the U.S. for at least 2 months after his two-year work visa expired in March.
Yep.
Trump failed to remove him, but somehow it's Biden's fault. Yes, because it's always Biden's fault if you're paying attention. Terrence in Mississippi. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Well, Chris made a reference in the first segment about the dead dog dedication.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to know if Casey ever got the pictures he was supposed to see that week.
Right?
I'm not doing another dead dog dedication.
Yeah. Have you heard that, Bella?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Bella. It's an outtake from Casey Kasem when he was recording, you know, the weekly top 40.
Yeah.
It'll make you mostly realize what a complete delight I am to work with. Casey was a little prickly.
He was a little prickly. And he did not want to come out of an up-tempo song with another dog dedication.
Okay, can we, this is my small government rant for today. Joseph, again, thing that mainstream media not covering, Chris. Joseph says, we need to be discussing the Palantir-Trump partnership in plain terms. The government is merging all of your personal information, finance, job, social media, to track you as if we are living in a totalitarian state.
Yep.
And meanwhile, crickets from MAGA. Remember the, oh my God, the gun registry. Oh my God, a COVID registry. Oh my God. And now they have everything. They're Adele.
Yeah.
They want to go over
everything
about your entire life. We just can't get past the Adele thing.
It's a little stalky,
right?
That song.
Okay. It's little. Oh. Must have called 1,000 times. It seems you're never home. Yeah, that's it. He's not home. Jeffrey says Elon Musk will go down as one of the worst robber barons of all time. He made his wealth from consumers who wanted to help save the planet. He repaid them by cutting off food aid and vaccines to the poorest people in the world. Hell is too good for him. I need some confirmation as an ex-Catholic girl that there is, in fact, at least a hotter part of hell. Is there a hotter part for some people? It doesn't seem like everybody should go to the same temperature. I have questions. I have theological questions.
I think that's up to Satan. He's the one. He's like the Lord of the underworld. He's the Lord of the underworld.
I would like to see him.
Oh, okay.
I would like to see the Satan manager. I'm going to Karen the bejesus out of this.
I don't think you want to summon Satan.
We could try.
I think I already did. I just mentioned Elon Musk.
Patreon special.
Yes. There. In a Patreon special, we will summon
Satan on Patreon this week.
Summoning the poltergeist to ask what's wrong.
Don't say Stephen Miller's name 3 times. Okay.
Stephen Miller.
Okay. But same thing. Elon Musk has all our data. Where are you? We're all y'alls. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Small government people. Blah, blah, blah. One last one. Martin says the fact that Fort Worth, Texas has a backlog of over 900 rape kits they, quote, don't have time to test, but Texas sheriffs did have time to spend a month tracking down the license plate of a woman who might have been going out of state for an abortion tells you all you need to know about what Texas thinks about women. No wonder red states have super high rates of violent crime. Also, just another small government, handmaid's tale story. One last one on the media. USA says, dear media, Trump claims his tariffs are already bringing in trillions. Beyond the fact that it's a lie, will you please ask him if that's so? Why do we need to cut Social Security services, medicine, education, environmental protections, and air traffic control? Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's not bringing in trillions. Could anybody just ask a basic journalistic questions of this orange bag of trans fats? Okay, I'm fine.
No, you're not.
I'm not, but you know what? I'm going to let Malcolm Nance take over the ranting next.
Okay.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an air quality advisory continuing across the state today. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is recommending many of us reduce our time outdoors because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. It moved throughout the state yesterday from northwest to southeast. The rain might have helped, but it's not a cure-all. Sensitive groups like those with lung disease, seniors, and kids should spend less time outside this morning and take it easy when you are outside. It's a good time to keep windows closed, and you may want to reduce the things that contribute to indoor pollution, like vacuuming, frying food, and burning candles. Even though the advisory ends today at noon, that's not the end. We're expecting to feel more impact from the Canadian wildfires this week. And as we follow the case against that Wisconsin judge accused of helping an undocumented immigrant evade authorities, now people who know the law say the charges should be dismissed. Here's Joanne Kulatz.
Dozens of retired state and federal judges think the case against Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan should be dismissed. Dugan is facing federal charges for allegedly obstructing immigration and customs enforcement agents in April as they tried to detain Mexican immigrant Eduardo Flores Ruiz at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Flores Ruiz was arrested outside of the courthouse a short time later, and the FBI arrested Dugan at the courthouse a week later. An amicus brief in Dugan's case was filed Friday, signed by 138 retired judges, including former federal judges appointed by Republican and Democratic presidents. Echoing arguments made by Dugan's attorneys, the judges conclude her conduct seems in line with official acts of a judge. For that reason, she should be immune from prosecution.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Canadian wildfire smoke is going to hang around again this morning. We may even catch a few sprinkles this morning, but the smoke should get out of here this afternoon. Sky will clear out, high in the mid to upper 70s today. Tonight, clear, low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow will be on the show, along with Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We'll talk politics, Packers, and life. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's in the Ad Council.
combat veteran, swore an oath to the Constitution, not a lying dictator. I'm part of a coalition that is calling for June 14th to be the single largest day of protest in American history. It's the second American Revolution. It is peaceful. It is people power that we decide as the people, that we have no kings ever. And that's what June 14th is, no King's Day. I'm asking every person here to commit themselves, their family, their friends, and most importantly, their children. I love this country. I'm begging you, commit to saving this country. Turn out your friends on June 14th. Turn out your relatives. We are the people. We are the people.
Yeah.
Yes, what I'm talking about, especially this person.
Lift them.
Do it.
Lift them.
Let's do it. No kings.
No kings.
No kings.
Lift them. Put on your big boy pants.
Hello. Malcolm Nance. Great stuff. Great stuff. Yes, sir. Hello.
You notice I'm sitting outside.
Yes.
Because I went for a run this morning. I literally have the roses behind me. We got to stop doom scrolling and start hitting outside like your biker chieftain there you have, Major Payne or whatever his
Major
name is.
Major Taylor. And also Bella always says, go touch grass.
Please.
Yes.
Just shut up and go touch grass.
Please. You'll feel better.
Yeah, and have an ice cream.
I got an
ice cream sandwich. Yes.
I got to ask you, Sailor, about them taking Harvey Milk, the name off the Navy ship. And they said, yes, it's deliberately because
Gelato.
Of Pride Month.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Uh-huh. They did it deliberately. Oh, he's wiping his brow.
No, his bandwidth is a little low, so he might be a little leggy.
Is it?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we can hear you now. Yes.
Good God, you just whipped that out to make me angry, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I mean, this is a disgrace. It's a disgrace. We've never changed the names of our warships.
Yeah.
And this happens to be what we call a USNS ship, right? A U.S. Navy support supply vessel. And they're named after famous Americans who have served in the armed forces. Harvey Milk was a Navy dive officer. He was a Navy underwater diving instructor. I mean, you know, the kind that do salvage. He deserves that. And to come out and say, we deliberately are going to change that on the first day of Pride Month, right, is double fingers up to the entire gay community. There have always been gays, lesbians, transgendered, queer people in the armed forces going back to the first days of the revolution. Yeah. You're never going to stop that. They just never said it out loud, but they were always there and serving with honor. We have Medal of Honor winners. We have SEALs who are transgender.
So
for this to come out and say, we're going to be openly bigoted, sexist, and racist, and change the name of the ship. They're talking about doing that to the Thurgood
Marshall. Yeah, Thurgood Harriet
Marshall?
Tubman.
Yeah. To the Harriet Tubman?
Yeah. Malcolm, while we're on in Pride Month.
I was in a good mood until just a minute ago.
I'm sorry. But, you know, can I just say also in Pride Month, you retweeted this heartbreaking statement from Jonathan Joss's husband about his death. So you probably heard San Antonio police have said it's not a hate crime. Monica said they were threatened that their house would be burned down. Then it was burned down. They came to see the remains of the house and found the skull of their dog and his leash strategically placed. As they grieved, a neighbor came and shot at them. Jonathan pushed his husband out of the way and was shot fatally. It was by definition a hate crime. I mean, I don't know where we're at when you can go, that's not a hate crime.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the police, I have bad feelings about this story. I think they're going to be trying to push it down to manslaughter. You know what? People, I'm just flabbergasted these days because we've become, as an official policy, a white supremacist nation.
Yeah.
All right? And that includes being bigoted against people of color, against gays, against Jews, and all the rest of it. And 120 days ago, you could recognize this country. I don't recognize this country now. And, you know, we've got ICE agents wearing masks like Klan hoods, right, to literally, deliberately intimidate
San Diego,
and to not show their faces.
You know what? Since you brought, I want to talk about happier things like Ukraine. But but San Diego, now that you brought it up, Ken said,
right in Ken, Balboa Park.
Ken said, if these videos out of San Diego are legit, the national media should be all over it. Forget the resistance part. Focus on the fact that the so-called ICE agents are driving in what look like private vehicles, wearing camouflage they bought from Spirit Halloween, and one of them's carrying a paintball gun. If these are federal agents, that's a problem. If they aren't federal agents, it's a bigger problem, right?
Yeah, well, I think they're federal agents. What they saw was a pepper ball gun, which is used in riot control. The problem is these people don't identify themselves because they're the ICE is an intimidation force. And I'm going to say this on the record now. I've had it out with Glenn Kirshner over this on my podcast. That body needs to be, that organization, when Congress comes back in, if we can take control of Congress, needs to be defunded and rebuilt, restructured from the ground up, or just eliminated.
Yeah.
As a body. They have become a paramilitary secret police now.
Yeah.
All right. And I don't know who they are. I mean, people, if you come to my door armed and not showing identification except for a patch that you can buy on eBay or a jacket that you can buy, you know, like you said, at you know, a costume store, and you think that you're going to roll up on innocent Americans, someone is going to be killed here. There's going to be a gun battle where they say, I didn't know who these guys were, and I thought that they were just gang members or neo-Nazis. But you know what? They could be gang members or neo-Nazis. There's no... What if they're deputized Proud Boys? I'm an intelligence professional.
Oops. Oh, dear. Yeah. We're playing Freezy Frame. It's his impression of Mr. Freeze. Well, come back to me, Malcolm.
And I now have to go back. All right, I'm with you.
All right, you're back. All right, listen, let's talk about happier things.
You froze there for a second, but now you're
back. Let's talk about this.
I'm going to turn the camera.
All right, this military operation.
Off. Maybe the audio.
Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, there we
this
go.
Military operation in Ukraine. I could talk to you about this all day. And also, I know Trump saw this because it was on Fox News.
Oh, God. That's the only good news.
Yeah. Britt Hume scorched Trump for previously telling Zelensky he had no cards to play against Russia. Britt Hume on Fox News said it certainly does establish this country whose president was being told at the White House he didn't have any cards to play. He apparently had quite a few cards to play, including this daring attack. Hume praised the operation for wiping out a reported 30 to 40% of Russia's strategic bombing force. He said that's a major setback for Russia. It's an embarrassing intelligence failure, an embarrassing defense failure, and who knows what else the Ukrainians, who have proved pretty ingenious, may have up their sleeve. Can we just talk about how glorious this was, including him, of course, not telling Trump?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Malcolm?
Well, it's glorious.
Yeah.
Yep. You with me?
Yep. Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's glorious in the sense that they didn't tell Trump.
Yeah.
Because telling Trump and Tulsi Gabbard is like calling Moscow and giving this information up directly.
Yeah.
This is a great mission. It's one of the great spy missions. This is a real espionage mission. Not like the Israeli one, which was a great spy mission, but it was actually just getting into their supply chain. In this mission, they lived and worked thousands of miles behind Russian lines.
Yeah.
And by doing that, they were literally living as Russians in Russia and carried out this mission. You can't get any better than this. But let me tell you, straight move by not telling the United States. And if this took a year and a half, these guys have a deck of cards left over to play.
This is fun. Let's listen to a reporter and Caroline Levitt. Here we go. With BS Barbie.
Audacious drone strike. Is he surprised? He said that Zelensky didn't have the cards when they met in the Oval Office a few months back. Does Zelensky possibly have some cards that the president hadn't known about?
Look, the president's thinking on the Russia-Ukraine war as it stands. Mm. I spoke to him about it just this morning. He remains positive at the progress that we've seen. Again, he urged both leaders to sit down and talk directly with one another, and they did that.
Oh, my God. You know, whatever happens, he's going to try to take credit.
Right, Malcolm? What's the progress?
Yeah.
Where exactly is the progress?
Yeah.
This guy is progressing. This is, I said this on BBC the other day. There are two things Trump wants out of this. He wants access to the hundreds of billions of dollars of Russian oligarch money that's hidden away there. And he thinks he's going to get a Nobel Prize. He really does. Yeah. And he's getting neither. But you know what? If worse comes to worse, he'll just lift sanctions and go for that Russian money.
Can I just, the bag of rats part of this is so delightful. Yes. Steve Bannon demands that Trump pull all support for Ukraine because they didn't tell him about the attack, and also that Lindsey Graham should be arrested if he keeps stirring it up in Ukraine. He said if no one informed Trump, then the White House has to condemn this immediately and pull all support and tell Lindsey Graham, come home, or we're going to put you under arrest when you come home. You're stirring it up. Lindsey Graham's over there saying, hey, forget Trump, I got the House and the Senate, blah, blah, blah. If they did not give us a heads up, full stop, no minerals deal, walk away from all of it. I mean, and you had reposted someone who said, when you want Americans to be arrested for helping America's allies fight America's enemy, that can only mean one thing. You are one of America's enemies. Thank you.
Absolutely. Steve Bannon, I've been writing about this guy since 2016 as part of Kremlin's philosopher's crew. All right. He's not. Steve Bannon has all the knives out for American democracy. And in fact, the follow on to what he wrote was we should withdraw from NATO because Ukraine carried out this brilliant attack on Russia. Go figure. These people are all traitors. 25 years ago, every one of them would have been, you know, every Republican and conservative would have called for those people to be tried as traitors. Now, the traitors are in the House. They essentially have, Moscow owns virtually everyone in the White House, including this new guy who is there to tear down Russian disinformation, married to a Russian. All of his social media shows that he's in favor of Russia. This White House is controlled by Moscow. So you shouldn't expect anything less than that.
Yeah. If you, now I don't know, are there card emojis? If you, I'm a lot more immature than Zelensky probably is, but I would just text Trump a card emoji every day for like, you know, weeks. What I love is they played that disgusting video over and over again. You don't have any cards. We got all the cards. I mean, while he was planning this attack, right, knew this attack was going to happen. I mean, unbelievable.
I saw a meme that had a deck of cards, a 10, queen, king, jack, and ace, and it said straight flush and had like a Russian airplane on each one of the cards. You know, obviously, he's got a lot of cards to play.
Yep.
You know, the United States, I'm going to tell you a secret here. We really don't know what Ukraine is doing. We give them intelligence, but Ukraine is smart enough not to share real secrets with us, even in the Biden administration. We coordinate, but the effort you think that we're doing, like, you know, spy agencies working hand in hand with them, no. They take data from us and they're like, okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Which is why when I worked for Ukraine military intelligence, they were like, yeah, just sit over there and think up some clever ideas and we'll get back to you, while they were out sinking the Moskva. Right? So they like our help, but they're not gonna compromise themselves. Because now you look, giant bag of rats that are willing to commit treason to hurt America's enemy.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Sailor, stay safe. We love you. We'll see you next week. Huh? Oh, he's gone. All right.
See you.
Oh, bye. See ya. All right, 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my pals at Native Path College. And we talked to Dr. Chad. I'm telling you, he knows stuff. If you're over 50 and you're experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, right? This is a collagen. It's a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, youthful skin. After age 50, we can lose up to 50% of our collagen, right? No good. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide. It goes right in my coffee every morning. Flavorless, tasteless. I mean, bam. It significantly strengthens your bones, reduces joint pain, visibly reduces wrinkles and sagging skin, boosts your hair fullness, and reverses nail damage. I don't have to take separate supplements for all that.
No.
It's got all right in there. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners get up to 45% off only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Supplies are limited and demand is surging. Go now, run. Ooh, are your joints stiff? That's because you don't have it yet. getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
And that's the way the news goes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
know that feeling when you walk through the door, kick off your shoes, and finally breathe? That's the kind of comfort Cozy Earth delivers. Luxury you can truly feel and quality you can count on day after day. I've been sleeping on Cozy Earth's bamboo sheets for a while now. I can honestly say they've completely changed the way I sleep. Made with viscose from bamboo, they're unbelievably soft and the temperature regulation is real. I don't wake up sweaty anymore, even on warm nights. With Father's Day around the corner, Cozy Earth has you covered with gift ideas that are both practical and luxurious, perfect for the hard-to-buy-for man in your life. The all-day tee and studio pant collection are two standouts. They're incredibly soft, breathable, and made for all-day comfort, whether he's lounging, traveling, or just relaxing at home. Plus, every apparel item comes with a lifetime warranty, a true testament to their quality and durability. Visit CozyEarth.com now. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Dad's going to love it. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, type in Stephanie. Oh my gosh, I am so excited about my new Vibrian Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have 11 billion. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Oh, I love that citrus smell, and it just makes you look beautiful. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it. I love my brand new glow. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by FFRF, more important than ever now. Freedom from, FERF is important. Freedom from Religion Foundation, right? Those are a lot of good F-bombs. Just saying. It seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. Am I right? Even Supreme Court, hearing cases that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If it sounds extreme, it's because it is. Freedom from Religion Foundation has been pushing back for 11 billion years
That's
now.
That's a long time.
Making sure public funds, public schools, and public policies stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Okay, I keep mentioning this Palantir again. The Trump administration has contracted with tech firm Palantir to create a national citizen database that would track your private data. Welcome to the Trump deep state. I mean, it is such a giant, right? Everything they whined about, particularly under Obama. Manny says you don't get to spend 8 years telling Barack Obama to go back to Africa, calling his wife a gorilla in heels, disrespecting his children, supporting evangelicals, calling him the Antichrist, praying Psalm 109:8, and now quote Romans 13 and tell me to respect the president, says Bishop Talbert Swan. Thank you. Newark Mayor, this is a good news thing. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka has sued Alina Haba.
God bless you.
Thank you. For malicious prosecution and false arrest. Good for you. Resist. Okay. Oh, God. This is my whiny little baby stack.
Okay.
For God's sakes. What is baby whining about today in the bassinet? Trump whines Chinese President Xi is extremely hard to make a deal with.
I thought he was the
art of the deal
guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
He complains very tough. It's very tough. She presents Z. Trump says he's always liked Z, but he's very tough.
Yes.
I like President Z of China. Always have, always will, but he's very tough. Extremely hard to make a deal with. That's all in caps, so you know he's real colicky. Last week he tweeted, they've totally violated their agreement with us. So much for me being Mr. Nice Guy.
This
is so stories about how he's been waiting for Z to call, just sitting like waiting for his, you know, gentleman caller, his prom date.
Let his peace be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him.
Or
I shall die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's very dramatic.
Yeah.
Shall die.
He is such a giant baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, I was reading, a lot of trade experts saying, I think it's going to be a challenge for a number of our trading partners who feel like they're negotiating with a gun to their heads and negotiating with an administration that is not reliable. You are just negotiating in a climate in which you don't know what your counterpart wants at the end of the day or is going to do in the interim.
Right.
And there's not much of an incentive to come to the table if you're just going to get whacked for doing so.
Exactly.
Not to mention that everybody hates him.
Yes.
So that puts America at a disadvantage.
And nobody wants to meet him because he ends up making the other person look like a fool. Nobody wants that.
Right. He's trying to humiliate
him. Right, exactly.
I mean, this is... where is this? Trump's disastrous economic agenda driving the American economy into a ditch. Consumers are financially stressed, quote unquote. This is from a bunch of news reports. Cutting back on spending. Manufacturing is shrinking. More and more retailers are hiking prices. On top of that, Trump's congressional lackeys are pushing forward a budget that guts health care and food assistance, which explodes while exploding the deficit. By the way, I love this. So this is Caroline Leavitt.
Hey, girl.
Hey. This is her latest. There's going to be, the 90 days in 90, what was it, 90 deals in 90 days? Carry the 4 divided by 1, back of the math, mathing the math. Zero. We have zero deals. Yeah, okay.
We should still expect this flurry of deals in the next 36 days, and the plan is still for those full tariffs to go back into effect on July 9th.
The plan is for the announcement of these deals to be made very, very soon, yes.
Sure. 2 weeks.
Oh, in 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Oh, with the healthcare plan, one imagines.
2 weeks.
It's going to be a flurry, McFlurry of deals, trade deals. Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
oh, they're all.
It's like the money pit, you know. They always say, it'll be done in 2 weeks.
Yeah, sure, that's it. Oh, isn't the Ukraine war going to be over? Didn't he also say that in 2 weeks?
It's going to be over in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, no more or whatever. He's threatening Putin, but in 2 weeks, well, something.
2 weeks.
Something.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Coffee with Carlos next.
a new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Tim Slecker will join us. We'll be talking about the latest in education.
And we'll find out if we need an attorney. Jim Santel will be our guest.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal officials in California are expected to announce today that a defendant linked to the primary suspect in the fertility clinic car bombing in Palm Springs has been arrested. He is expected to appear in Brooklyn federal court before being moved to California. In Washington, a big push to get that budget bill passed. President Trump is the one doing the pushing, trying to get Republican senators on board.
He is having private meetings in person here at the White House and also doing phone calls with Republican senators. And he's also putting public pressure on some of those holdouts through social media posts. Significant public pressure, including criticism of Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, saying that, you know, he doesn't understand what is in the bill and needs to vote yes on this.
ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers. U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum products were 25% yesterday and are 50% today. Price is expected to go up on everything from cars and appliances to groceries and toys. This is ABC News.